With KVCR News, I'm Yvette Walker. This is IE Latino Voices, where we invite representatives from Latino-led and Latino-serving organizations to share their stories and their impact in our region. Joining me today is Paul Granillo, President and CEO of the Inland Empire Economic Partnership. Thank you for being with us today, Paul.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. How does the IEEP view the Inland Empire, and when was it established?
So the Inland Empire Economic Partnership was founded in the 80s, and the issue was, where was the federal courthouse going to be, either San Bernardino or Riverside? And members of Congress at that time said that the business community needed to come together because they were arguing, right? And they needed to have a united voice, because if we didn't do that, then that courthouse might have gone to San Diego. And so they came together and we were able to do that. That was the creation of the IEEP. We view the region as a thriving region, so people need to appreciate that there's 390 metropolitan statistical areas. The Inland Empire is currently 11th. We just passed Boston, Cambridge, okay? That means we're 200,000, 300,000 short of Phoenix, and then we'll be in the top 10. The IE is also the second largest metropolitan area in California.
I also heard you just had the Latina Summit. How do you see the evolution of Latina businesswomen in the IE and beyond?
It was a great summit, and it just reminds me, when men get out of the way, women get things done, right? So we were able to focus on issues affecting the Latina population of the Inland Empire, and just like those stats I said before, we have to appreciate we have the fifth largest Latino population in the United States. And so issues that affect the Latino community are at scale. And so we need to come together and create fixes for any issues that we have. We talked about generational wealth among Latinas, how important home ownership is, mental health, right? Physical health. Great conversations. And then at the end, we took a deep dive into the political situation and the situation around immigration.
I know you conduct an annual Leadership Academy as well. What is the framework for that?
So the Leadership Academy was created 14 years ago, and it was to help people appreciate who the Inland Empire is and how we fit in the economy of the United States and California. So for 10 months out of the year, we take deep dives into different pieces of the economy. You cannot understand warehousing and logistics in the Inland Empire until you go to the Port of LA in Long Beach. And so we go out there, we get on a boat, you see the size of these ships. Most of these ships can carry 12,000, 13,000 containers. I tell people, put 13,000 pennies in your bathtub and then take them out, right? That's what's happening at the ports, and that's why it's important to the Inland Empire. We talk about education, and we learn from our education leaders about the needs for us to focus on our children and making sure that they have the right ways to get to college or get to a good paying job. We focus on healthcare. We go to Loma Linda Hospital and really appreciate what they do. So it's different pieces of what makes up an economy.
Tell us, are the upcoming events the IEEP is conducting that we should mark our calendars for?
Sure. In March, we're going to have our annual State of the Region. That's a partnership with GoCal and San Antonio Hospital. Our chief economist, Dr. Manfred Kyle, who's a professor at Claremont McKenna, gives the economic forecast for the year. And it's a place where people can understand and make decisions about their finances or about their business, and about 600 people, and it's a lot of fun.
Can you give us a sneak peek into what great news we're going to be hearing?
That I can't do, because we don't know the effect of the tariffs right now, but we know that they are affecting the economy. There's a lot of uncertainty, and when there's uncertainty, people don't tend to invest. So we'll know more probably in January, February, and I can come back and talk about it.
Wonderful. Everybody listening, mark our calendars for that, because I definitely want to know what to expect moving forward. So, Paul, what is the best way for listeners to learn more about Inland Empire Economic Partnership and connect with you?
Really simple. Just go to our website, IEEP.com. Contact information is there. Information about the Regional Leadership Academy is there. And then Dr. Kyle writes a column in the Southern California News Group, and those are there. So if you're interested in the economics of what's going on in Riverside and San Bernardino counties, just go to IEEP.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us today, Paul.
Thanks. It's a pleasure.
Paul Granillo is president and CEO of the Inland Empire Economic Partnership. Join us again next week for IE Latino Voices. You can find this story and others on our website at kvcrnews.org/IE Latino Voices. IE Latino Voices is produced by KVCR Public Media and is funded by generous support from the Cielo Fund at IECF, uplifting and investing in the IE's Latino community. For KVCR News, I'm Yvette Walker.